Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I am so glad that you are joining us here. And, of course, celebrating Women's International Day. I've got powerhouse women joining me today. If you are out there, I celebrate you and what you do in our world. I'm glad that you are part of it. For anybody that's just tuning in, I'm so glad that you are here. We're going to be talking about the brighter side of life. And of course, we always start with something uplifting. You always pass failure on the way to success. So if you are doing something, don't give up halfway through. It's usually like right next to you. So please, keep going. I do want to give out our phone number here. As I promised last week, we have giveaways, and I am grateful to be able to give back to my listeners. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email so that part of our team will get back with you. Again, I'd love to introduce our first guest and tell you about our other guest, Dr. Julie Gotza, and she is a co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. So we're going to find out really a little bit about what happens to that food when we say, I'm just going to eat it this one time, and what happens to our body. This is really interesting, and really 5 tips for beating fast food blowback. We're going to talk with Julie. And then I've got Corby Mitlead. She is the one in her family has always been the different one, a writer, a visionary. Her whole family is in the medical industry, but hers is her own path. So we're going to find out a little bit more about her. She's the author of Clean Out Your Life Closet. Love the name. The Psychic Yellow Brick Road. You've Got the Magic. Who Needs a Genie? And we're going to talk with her. And then lastly, we have Denise Carter joining us, and she is 805's favorite female comedian. She is amazing. I've known her for a really long time. She's incredibly funny, and she's just infectious. I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show. I have giveaways to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We've got a luncheon, and that is on March 17th, 12:30 to 4:30. Following lunch, you can take a self-guided tour. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. With that, I thank you so much for being here. And of course, if you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's bring on Dr. Julie Gotza. Julie, are you there?
I am. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. And Florida, how's things in Florida?
They're crowded. It's a very crowded state right now. It's hot and crowded.
There you go. Hot and crowded because everybody's going out there, right?
You got the snowbirds are here, the spring breakers are here, and then all the extraneous. So it's traffic is slower currently.
Okay. But I love what you're going to talk to us about, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So I'm a chiropractor for 31 years. My husband and I started a practice in Chicago. We moved down here a number of years ago to Clearwater, Florida. But what we found was we treated a lot of people with the obvious chiropractic conditions. And then we started to see that they had other things that they were going to other doctors for. And when we started to uncover what the kind of common thing between each one of these patients was poor digestion. So we put a lot of focus or all of our focus on fixing the digestive system. And we started to see a lot of these chronic problems really change. The high blood sugars and inflammatory problems and autoimmune things really started to respond when we got the digestive system working the way that it was supposed to. So I've never changed that. I'm sort of the last person people would come to see when they are not feeling good in general. And I'm kind of the dead-end kid. And when they finally land here and we really take a look at what needs to be improved, it is their digestion. People aren't making enough digestive enzymes. They're eating the poor foods. They're foods don't have as much nutrition. And because of that, we're all starting to really feel ill health.
Interesting. But you talk about you don't have to live in fear of fast food. You can safely indulge yourself on special occasions using a couple of these precautions. Talk to us about that.
You know, I mean, I guess in the old days when I was growing up, fast food really was pure fast food. And, you know, my parents let us have McDonald's probably once a month as a treat. And, you know, it was a big treat for five children. So as I see many more solutions and fast foods offering solutions, there are things that you can eat at fast food. But the real fact is, if you're not cooking most of your meals at home or eating really from the outer perimeter of the grocery store, you are going to, it's going to catch up with you at one point. I mean, sometimes that fast food tastes better because they're adding things to it that we usually don't have as an ingredient at home. So thus you think, wow, it's just way better here. Well, it is. There's things that are added for flavor and they're not necessarily for your benefit.
Wow. So step through, which I think is so interesting, what typically happens to our bodies in the 60 minutes after we eat fast food. I mean, like you mentioned, McDonald's French fries. Those used to be my favorite. I don't even think I've had those. I don't even go to fast food anymore because I don't eat salt. I don't eat butter, you know, and there's so many things
right.
that I've changed, but, you know, and I don't eat red meat. So, you know, it's like, well, I'll do like a rice bowl. Even rice is turns into sugar. So there's, you know, things have changed a lot, but talk to us about that.
So let's just say you go to your normal fast food restaurant. Generally what happens when you eat the, you know, the obvious food, maybe a hamburger, French fries, a Coke, let's just keep it simple. 5 minutes after eating that, you have a sugar rush. So everyone's in a decent mood. They all feel good. The sugar is just out of the roof. Your body is actually pumping. And when you have high sugar like that, you know, there's really nothing wrong in your universe. Everything's fine. However, as high as that goes, that will dump. It doesn't do it yet. So 5 minutes go by, 15 minutes goes by, and now you're a bit dehydrated. So you're drinking your Coke or whatever pop that you have along with this. And the more that you eat, more thirsty you will become. So you're drinking more and more of the Coke. Interesting thing is with things that are carbonated, coffee, tea, and soda, they all keep you from absorbing your nutrition. They alkalize your digestive system, and your digestive system should be acidic to absorb all the nutrition that you need. Sort of like putting a piece of steak in a glass of vinegar water. The next morning, it's going to look all chopped up and yucky. If you put that steak in a glass of soapy water the next morning, it will look like a piece of bacon, soapy water. That is what coffee, tea, and soda pop does to your digestive system, and it dilutes any enzymes that you make. So now you're not absorbing, and if you did have a chance, very few things are actually able to be broken down in the digestive system. In turn, you're now reabsorbing toxins.
Got it. Very, very interesting. Now, Julie, do you have books that people can get and find out more about all the stuff that you're doing?
You know, there's a wonderful website that you can get on, and you can find out a lot about, I use a very high-quality digestive enzyme in my practice and have for years. It has all the things in it to break down the fats properly, to break down your protein and your carbohydrates and even dairy products. When you can break down those foods that are on your plate, you will benefit from the nutrition. This is how healthy people stay healthy. This is how unhealthy people get healthy. The website is naturessources.com. And you can read about the Absorb Aid. You can read the different forms it comes in and educate yourself on what a digestive enzyme is. Because, you know, out of 31 years of practicing, I have a lot of patients that said, listen, I don't want to take all the vitamins you're recommending. And, you know, what's the one thing just, you know, or I don't like to swallow them or, you know, my budget is tight. So the one thing that I've always said to patients is to take a high quality digestive enzyme like the Absorb Aid. Because if you can get the most nutrition from everything on your plate, that meant you actually bought that food, prepared that food, and, you know, are going to eat that food. That's what we want, is the nutrition coming from the plate. And that's why a digestive enzyme comes in handy, because it will keep you from being gassy and bloated and indigestion and heartburn and acid reflux It keeps your weight down. It keeps circles from under your eyes. It keeps your skin nice. And it's not that that is the only thing doing it, but it's giving you the ability to have that nutrition from your meals so that you can have a healthier body.
I love that. And where do we get that? Do you sell that?
You can go get the Absorbaid, ABSORB-AID. You can get it from the Nature Sources website, or you can call a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. If you use the code radio, they will give you free samples, and they'll also give you 20% off your first order. It's kind of a no-brainer. People always want to know what can they take, what's the one thing. I wish there was one magic bullet for everybody, but the one magic bullet that I've found is how to get all the nutrition from your food is the closest that I can come to it.
I love it. So, Dr. Julie, again, what types of fast food are the hardest to digest?
I mean, the fried foods are the hardest to digest. Anything fried is just basically, you know, flavor, you know, encased in something that really puts a toll on your body to break down. I mean, you've also got, you know, the huge sandwiches, fast foods that have so much stuff on them, from sauces to, you know, lettuce to three pieces of bread to maybe two or three pieces of meat. And then you're putting that with a box of French fries. You know, I coin things food and unfood. Food has healthy enzymes, minerals, essential fatty acids. It has protein. So that's like a piece of fish. Unfood is like a box of French fries, which is unhealthy fats, no protein, you know, no minerals, no enzymes. So it's going into your belly and you think, wow, that tasted great. I'm full. But there is no food value, and it's unfood because now you have to use your reserves of your body's nutrition to break down that food because you're not getting food from that unfood.
Wow. Interesting. Really interesting. So what is the most nutritious, you know, like if you do mostly vegetables, some grilled fish, that kind of thing, is that your best bet?
I mean, it's pretty much how I've been fixing people for years and years. You know, okay, if they go back to just the basics, the proteins, eggs, fish, chicken, meat, grab steamed vegetables. If you're having any digestive problems or you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to get more energy or sleep better, when you steam your vegetables, you give them a little breakdown so that it's not as hard for your body to try to get the nutrition from them. So, you know, I have helped just tens of thousands of patients over the years, and, you know, they all weren't eating organic and they all weren't, you know, having cooks make this for them. They were shopping at the local grocery store. And they were eating the foods from the perimeter of the store. So the chicken, the fish, I can't say enough about eggs. In hard-boiled form and all the million other ways you can make eggs, it's the perfect protein. Your body recognizes it. It says, I know exactly what this is. There's heavy protein to get taken from the egg, put into the bloodstream, and then to the rest of the body part. You can give it to children. You can, you know, carry one in your purse, put it in a paper bag. And the fact is, eggs are just sort of, you know, They're a little bit of heaven put onto this earth. And everyone says, well, what about the cholesterol? Well, interesting, 80% of your cholesterol is made by your liver and the body. If you have a really bad diet, your cholesterol will go up because the liver no longer can process the cholesterol that your body is making. So It's not from the eggs, even though eggs might have high cholesterol content, which we need for health and all sorts of processes in the body. I have taken people off of all sorts of other things, fixed their liver, kept them on eggs, and their cholesterol came zooming down. So eggs aren't the problem.
So when you talk about, you know, people have talked and said, like, you need to cleanse your liver. What does that exactly mean, and why would you have to?
Well, think about it this way. With all the things that we're eating that's unfood, you aren't getting a bunch of nutrition in. So now your body is building up toxins. One of the things that will occur is you have toxins that surround fat cells. So this is, or sorry, you have fat cells that surround the toxins. So the body is hanging on to fat because it's trying to protect you from these toxins. When you get a body working efficiently, which means you feed it correctly, you make good choices for food, you supply something like the Absorbaid, and you allow them to break down those meals every time that they're eating, you start to build up nutrients once again in the body. when you get enough nutrition adequately absorbed in your digestive system, this is where your liver says, oh, wow, sorry, we've been on vacation. We haven't been getting the things that we need to properly work, so we've sort of been half, you know, away doing the job. So there are many different types of detoxes out there. However, the best one that you could possibly do is get one that you can actually push nutrition in. So one, get the nutrients from your meals, and two, stop the nonsense. The alcohol, the coffee, the tea, the pops, the sugars, the ice cream, you know, the overconsumption of carbohydrates. I mean, that all just plays a role in making the liver just sort of squashed down and not doing the job, which is supposed to detox, run your metabolism, and about 499 other jobs in the body.
Wow. Wow. Very, very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Julie Gatza. Is that how you say your name, Gatza?
Yeah, it's Gatza, either one is good.
Okay. And, you know, so I have one last question, and I know we're getting to our last of our interview. There is magnesium. What's your thought on magnesium to keep you, how bad do we need magnesium? It's something we've never talked about in here.
Well, magnesium is an essential mineral to, one, help muscles relax. And, you know, there's all these minerals that the body needs. And, you know, when they're very deficient in magnesium, some of the signs and symptoms that you can tell with somebody, one, they often have sluggish bowel where they're not going every single day and they're, you know, holding on to the waste, and that waste then reabsorbs into the body. So the normal is to go every day, just once is good enough. And people who are deficient in magnesium often have that as a symptom. Another one is they can have super tight muscles. They can, you know, not be able to relax the muscles. So the ones around the shoulders and the head and the neck are always, you know, achy. And please just give me another massage as to how you feel about it. And that's often a magnesium deficiency. That's right. Now, keep in mind things that cause. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but there's a couple different kinds of magnesiums. What is the difference?
Well, they are in different forms, and I'm, you know, not versed right away to tell you the difference between the different types. There's glycinate and lactate, different other ones, but I've always found that magnesium glycinate seems to be the one that works the best for patients. So one of the other pretty obvious symptoms is that sour foot smell. When people say, oh, you know, it's just my shoes, it's the leather, it got wet, but no matter what, they still have pretty noticeable foot odor to themselves, at least, if not to others. Often that's a magnesium deficiency. So if you have a magnesium deficiency, keep in mind, you probably have other mineral deficiencies as well. They usually don't just show up as one thing. So this is where you actually have to say, am I getting nutrition from my meal? Am I gassy? Am I bloated? Am I indigestion, heartburn? You know, am I too full? Am I constipated? Am I diarrhea? Is there something that's a symptom at the digestive tract that you actually say, that's not normal? Because what is normal is to never think about it, and that is normal. But if you have any attention on it, that's where you want to take something like the Absorbaid so you can get all the nutrition, including magnesium, from your diet. And then if you still have some of those other symptoms, that's where you want to add specific other minerals in supplements just to aid it. But you want to first blanket the body and get the nutrition out of your food.
Wow, that's really interesting. There's so many things we could be talking about. I love it. How do my listeners find out more about you?
So they can go to the website, which is naturessources.com, and please take a look, educate yourself. The Absorbaid comes in a lot of different forms. It's good for kids. Many of the patients give it to their dogs. Elderly yourself, you take enzyme every meal, and if you're having a huge meal, you take more than one just to help aid and break that down. And really, it's the most bang for your buck that you can do in the nutrient world that I have seen thus far. They can also call the 1-800 number, and don't forget to use the code radio. They'll give you some free samples or 20% off your first order, and that's 1-800-827-7656.
There you go. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. Take care. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we will be talking with Corby Mitlead, and I hope that you stay with us. I do want to do another giveaway, and of course, I'd love to give some tickets to Denise Carter and her friends Thursday, March 17th, 7 to 9 at the Comedy Club located at Ventura Harbor. Of course, laughing is the best medicine, and we'd love to get you there. Call in right now, you and your friends, and call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We do have lots of giveaways. And I want to make sure that if you're just tuning in, call in and win. And of course, 419-0008. My next guest is Corby Mitlead. And of course, Corby brings a full toolbox to her job as a beacon of manifestation. And a vision for her clients. She knows what it takes to create a career out of experiences And while she now is a full-time intuitive counselor and inspirational speaker, I'm really excited to have her join us today. And Corby, are you there?
I am. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I love that out of your family, you kind of just did it your way, right? You always had kind of your own direction and your own thought. And, of course, look where it led you.
Yes. I always kid and say I was a rebel. Everybody in my family was medical. Dad and brother were doctors. Mom was a nurse. I could have stood on the dining room table and recited Shakespeare. They wouldn't have seen it. So I have gone through life finding out who I was, and I bring that to the table for all of my clients.
When you say finding out who we are, you know, in this crazy world that we're living right now, sometimes, I mean, each chapter, I would say, in our life, you kind of like go, wait a minute, now who I am? Now who am I? Is that kind of how life for most of your clients are?
It needs to be. When we stick with the story of who we were, we don't grow. For instance,
ooh,
I have done the cancer dance 3 times, but I don't say I'm Corby and I had cancer. That's 18 years in the past. I live now. I talk about now, because now is when your story continues.
I like that. I like that a lot. And you know what? You can change your story. Your story doesn't have to be your past. If you were married, you went through a divorce, change your story to how you want it to be now. I do a lot of Procter Gamble, and it's really think and grow rich, think and visualize where you want to be in your life, and act as if. Are you in line with that?
Yes, or as the old saying used to be, fake it till you make it.
You know what's interesting? I always said that to all my kids, and then one day, couple years into doing radio, and believe me, I had no idea that I was ever going to be a radio host, I realized that, you know what, I don't want to fake it anymore. I want to just be my authentic self and walk into who I really am. And that's, I kind of changed that whole feeling. So I like that in the very beginning when you just have to find your strength. But then after that, I want you to really feel who you really are.
Yes. And when you find out who you are, you do not have to live up to anybody else's idea of what you should be. And that is enormously freeing.
I love that. And, you know, it's interesting. I just was on LinkedIn, and I love to be a contributor there. We need to run our own race. We need to stay in our own lane. Yes, you can be inspired and you can learn from other people, but you need to be your own person and what comes out of your heart, and let your heart guide you in business, in life, in everything.
Yes, I know so many of us buy self-help books, but if you are a single mom with 2 preschool kids and a 50-hour-a-week job, I don't think you're going to be worried about not eating food with leptin and getting up to do yoga at 3 in the morning, no matter what the author says.
Absolutely. So what do you mean by that? Okay, there is, I mean, that's like the biggest thing that people buy is self-help. They're looking for ideas. And so what's your thought on that? That is very true. You know, what are they looking for?
We have been made a victim mentality world. We keep thinking we're not the experts. We must ask other people. But I feel when you're in charge of your changes, all your possibilities are yours as well. So I tell people, it's your story. Write your own story of change based on your history.
I love that. You know what? I do want to just share with everyone, one, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Corby. Corby, how do our listeners find out more about you?
Oh, they can't avoid me. It's very funny. My website is corbymitlide.com. You can find me on YouTube, Medium, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all corbymitlide.com.
I love it. I love it. So how did you make sure your book didn't fall into the typical self-help book trap?
Because I make my reader read it with me. In each chapter, I tell you some of the stupid things I did, and maybe I give you a client story, but then I give you the adventure pages. And the questions I ask you, you have to answer from looking at your own life. You're not going to be able to turn to page 47.
I love that. I love that. And I just want to, like, I shared it before you got on, but a couple of your books, I love the names of them. Clean Out Your Life Closet. Give us a scenario of what that exactly means.
I asked my clients years ago, what are the four things you trip up against? And it was clarity, adaptability, simplicity, and making friends with stress. When you get those settled, then you get rid of all the things in your life closet that stop you. Then you can do a big reboot. Then you can become your own masterpiece.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And then the psychic yellow brick road. Talk to us about that.
Yes. You know, people go to museums and they want to look at sculpture and they want to look at paintings and they love them, but they don't want to learn to do it. Well, this is a book for people who want to go to an intuitive counselor, have a psychic reading, but they don't need to learn to be a psychic themselves. It tells them how to stay safe, what we can do, what we can't, and it gives them the power to really take the information and run with it once they have it.
So this is your gift, correct? When did you find out that this was your gift?
I was 9. I read a book called The Witch Family by Eleanor Estes. And instead of thinking, oh, that's scary, I thought, wow, there's magic in the world. I want to go find it. Started reading tarot cards at age 17, 18, because we were all hippies then and haven't looked back.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because when you ask people that, you know, are psychic, it's either like their grandmother was, or they always kind of felt like they were a little bit different than everybody else and they could foresee things. Was that kind of how it was with you? And who was the person that you looked up to?
Nope. Nobody in my family believes in this. To this day, my family tells people I'm a motivational speaker. They won't admit what I do.
Oh, really?
I told you,
really?
I'm a rebel, honey. I am.
You are. Okay. I love it because you're going your own direction there, lady. I love that.
Yes.
And now your last book. And is this your last book? You've got The Magic, Who Needs a Genie?
Yeah, that's the latest book. Let's say it's the latest book.
Yeah.
That was specifically because I'm no longer on the road. When I was, it was 45 weekends a year, 45,000 miles a year on the car, and my nickname was the Travel Channel. Now I'm 67. The body doesn't take that well anymore. But I had 18 years of learning what it took to run this as a real business, as well as metaphysical information. And everything is in that book for the next generation.
So you're sharing your gift with the world. Let me ask you a question. When you are doing a reading for someone, do you do it over the phone? Like, could you feel like my energy right now, or how does that work?
If I couldn't read you over the phone, how do you know I'm not reading your body language? So, yeah, energy is energy. I have clients all over the world, and as I laughingly say, somebody from Rio de Janeiro does not want to come up here to upstate New York with the sheep and the cows. So, yes, we do Zoom.
You do it all over. Wow. And so, you know, it always – I know people are very leery sometimes because they don't want to hear the negative. Do you only really concentrate on the positive?
Nope. I tell people, look, here are your opportunities and how to grab them. Here's the tough stuff, how to get to it or around it. Here's your toolbox. Go rock and roll. It's challenging. Mm. It's not bad news. And I always remind people, even the best of us, we're only 85% accurate. The only one 100% accurate is God, and he's not doing phone readings this week.
I love it. I love it. Do you talk to people that have already been deceased?
Do I talk to dead people? Yes, I do.
You do.
But I don't ever do it in public because what I get, I do not deserve. And it could be things that are very, very personal to the person who wants to talk to their deceased, and it doesn't belong in public. So you'll never see me on stage like Lisa Williams.
Okay, good deal. My question to you is, we are in this very unstable world, you know, right now, and I'm sure that a lot of my listeners are going through some stress, just not knowing, you know, what to do with their lives at this point. A lot of people have changed careers. A lot of people are still out of work. What kind of, what would you tell them?
What I would tell them is, you still have your own power. And if you're willing to run toward change instead of away from it and be scared, you can master it. It's simply the way it is. No, the world does not look like any of us expected it to 15 years ago. So what is here now? This is where you are. This is where you work with. You are still viable with talents and abilities and strengths and smart. You can make it.
I love that. I love that. That's very empowering. You talk about tools. What are the tools that you would like to give our audience?
I want to remind people, always ask three questions in your life. What am I X about? And X could be angry or mad or whatever. Why am I X about that? And the magic question we never ask, what do I think would happen if I stopped being X about that? What am I mad about? I'm mad because gas prices are going up. Why are you mad about that? Because we have a limited budget. What do you think would happen if you stopped being mad about that? I might calm down and find other ways to get around it, other ways to move forward. Do I need to drive at all? When we stop being so caught up in our emotions, we can think, and we can think larger than if we're just stuck where we are.
I love that. I love that. How is this the technique and the tools that you use for your life?
Absolutely. If I haven't tried it out, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm just saying. So that's a really nice step. It's like, okay, so what am I angry about? What could I do to change it? And what was the third one? And if I changed it,
what do I think would happen if I stopped feeling X, whatever that emotion is, about the situation?
Right. I love it. I love it. Wow. Good stuff. I am so excited that I got to meet you and have you on, Corby. Leave us with some of, you know, the brighter side of life that our listeners can find out more about you and just really be able to share something really great for this weekend.
My sentence of passion, how I live, is cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. When you can go from point A to point B when you thought you couldn't make it, or tap yourself on the shoulder and say, I have wings, I don't need permission to fly, that's when your life takes off.
I love it. I love it. And really just sit in your own happiness, right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Very cool.
Because if you're happy, you can pass it along.
There you go. I love it. Well, I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone. I'd love to have you back. There's so much more that we can talk about. And what I'd love to do is tell everybody again how they find you and how they get your books.
Okay. The books are all on Amazon, both paperback and Kindle. And you can find me just about anywhere on the web by typing in Corby Knitlide. Everything's under that.
There you go. Thank you so much, Corby. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Yes, ma'am. Be well, everybody.
Right.
Be safe.
Thank you so much. Take care. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Some really good life lessons there. And, of course, that's how I live my life. I just look at what we're dealing with. Can I change it? And if I can't, how do I make it better for me and my family and, of course, my listeners? I hope that you take the same kind of thing. Our next guest is going to be Denise Carter, and, of course, we will talk about her. She is a comedian, and, of course, we've got tickets for March 17th, 7 to 9 at the Comedy Club located at the Ventura Harbor. If you haven't ever been there, grab your friends and call in right now, 419-0008. We'd love to get you there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at barbaradoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you've called in and got some of your giveaways that we are giving away here. Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute is celebrating St. Patrick's Day lunch. That's March 17th, 12:30 to 4:30. Following lunch, you can take a self-guided tour. Also, Denise Carter and friends, Thursday, March 17th, same day, night, you can head on over to the Comedy Club located at the Ventura Harbor, and that's 7 to 9, so grab your friends. And one thing I want to add to it is the Ventura Music Festival, their 27th season just added Twanger, and it is happening April 9th, and we've got tickets for you. Call in right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Definitely get in the fun. And I want to introduce my next guest. And this is 805's favorite female comedian. She will make you laugh. And let's get her on. She's been on my show before. I love this girl. Denise Carter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kim, for having me.
You are so welcome. Talk to us a little bit about yourself and who you are. And of course, how you got started.
Okay, so I'm Denise Carter, mother of two, a grandmother of three. I got started in this business of comedy when my father was diagnosed with cancer, and I was arguing with my siblings about, you know, his journey. and there's seven kids. So you can imagine me being a middle child, how it was a challenge. And I was looking in the Ventura Breeze as I was talking to my father, and I saw an ad that said, become a comedian in six sessions, $350. And I thought, Dad, I should become a comedian and talk about your kids. And he said, from his hospital bed in the living room, he looked up and he said, ha ha, you should do it.
Yeah, and before I love it. Passed you away, know, that's very similar, Denise, how I did radio. I mean,
really?
17 years ago. Yes, and I remember having you on just after your father had passed away. I think that was the first time you had come on and talked about that. And that really, that wasn't your career, right? It was your second act, correct?
Yeah, it was a, it's interesting. It was just a, it was a.
Like
it was
a God gift, that, right?
Yes, it was. So I was voted most humorous in the eighth grade at Haydock Elementary. And I knew I was funny, I was naturally funny, but I didn't really act on that. So I went into working for a home health hospice company. And so that's my career. But this is definitely my passion right now, because right
that.
Now with everything we've gone through, you know, the world needs to laugh, because we just came out of being of a, we're still coming out of a pandemic, and it's been a whirlwind of 2.5 years of insanity.
This is so very true. And of course, I hear all of our listeners out there going, okay, you know, yes, we do. Medicine or laughter is our best medicine. So when you're on stage, is that the real you?
It's funny that you ask that. You know, comedy is, you know, laughter is tragedy, and it's people take their pain and they turn that into something funny because it's relatable. And I realized that I have not truly been, you know, I don't talk about my personal fears and things like that and turn it into comedy, but that's the journey I'm on now. And so, yes, you get to me, but you don't get the deep down peeled layer of onions. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm peeling away the onion, and I'm really being my authentic self and just giving everyone my point of view. And I think that's what makes it relatable.
Wow. Okay. So I could totally relate to that, because we actually just talked about this in the very, very beginning of my show. Is you know, in the very beginning of a new chapter in your life, you kind of tend to fake it till you make it. And then as you get really comfortable and you feel really good about this is so who I'm meant to be, then you start peeling off those layers of onions, as you call it, and you become your authentic self, and you no longer have to fake it till you make it. You become you on stage, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's really the same thing with me. I, you know, I used to be like, okay, I'm going to be the best radio host there is. And now it's just, it's part of my nature. It's who I am. It's what I do for my heart. And I love it. So I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here, Kim. Thank you so much for having me. You know, as a hair therapist, I braided hair for 20 years, okay, as a side business, because I had a child at a young age and I need to offset income and I could do it from home. You know, the stories that you get as a hair therapist, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your authentic self. You are a therapist.
Right.
Whether you want to be or not. People take your advice and they use that to heal. So I think what you're doing is amazing. So make sure you give yourself a hug today.
Well, thank you. Hug, hug, hug. Let me ask you this. You know what's interesting? I didn't realize that here I've been doing hair and therapy forever. I was actually just setting myself up to be my radio host, you know, interviewing people, how to make them look good and feel good.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what
our
a combination.
Life kinda, yeah, isn't that great? And so same thing with you. You are helping people through your care. And at the same time, now you're making them, you probably made all those people laugh before, you know, why they were not feeling good, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't that crazy? Especially going through with your father.
Yes. You know, my mother, you know, one of the things, when you deal in healthcare and people are at different levels of their journey, whether it be, you know,
they fall, they break a hip, and they're recovering and feeling helpless, is being able to let them know and or encouraging them, it's okay to laugh at yourself if you tinkle on yourself. It's okay, because we all have gone through it. You know, whether you're growing up, you know, trying to get to the bathroom and you drink too much water, you're coming from your car to the house and you don't make it. It's funny because you're like, God, I can't believe I didn't make it. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. And so now I learned to wear, you know, depends when I need that.
Oh, God, I love it. All right. Well, anybody that's just tuning in with us, one, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking to my dear friend, Denise Carter. And if you want to laugh, you want to feel good, definitely call in right now, 419-0008. Denise Carter and her friends are going to be Thursday, March 17th, 7 to 9, at the Comedy Club located in Ventura Harbor. And let me tell you, it's so much fun to watch people tell jokes and just be a part of that. So let me ask you, how do you come up with your jokes?
Well, before I would listen to the news and watch the read the newspaper and just find things that are going on in the world today, you know, what's trending. And I would take that trending and talk about it. Right now, because of everything that's been going on in the world, I've tried to stay away from politics, religion, and
I don't talk about politics or religion, exactly.
Even the cancel generation. Right now, everybody is so sensitive, so you have to kind of be careful. Some people, they thrive on that. That's not one of the things I do. I really am now looking at myself to think, what was so painful in my past that I have not talked about? Most people don't know that I had a kid at 15, and I was afraid to tell anyone. So I walked around with a trench coat all year, and nobody knew I was pregnant because I was afraid to tell somebody. Imagine that. In the summer, walking around with a trench coat. I was cold every day.
Crazy.
It's using that information and making it funny. You know, and it's just, it's the root of where I began. And now my daughter's 40 years old, and she is amazing.
It's
a beautiful thing. And she didn't have a child until after she was married. So it's finding that truth and using the truth of what has gotten me where I am today, and to make those things funny, and to be able to share that laughter with someone that might be going through the same thing.
Right. It sounds like your comedy is life comedy, correct?
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Life comedy.
And so how do you find humor in hospice? Because I know that was, wellness in hospice.
So my mother, she's into short-term relationships. Like, she loves to pick up a man from the nursing home, right, as a single woman. So one day she came over and she had a bag. I said, Mom, whose bag is this? She's like, I said, whose stuff is this in this bag? She's like, oh, my boyfriend. And I was like, where is he? She had a wallet, a cell phone, and a pair of glasses. And she's like, oh, he's over at the nursing home in Oxnard. And I said, well, why doesn't he, with his stuff? And she's like, he won't need it where he's going. And I was like, well, where is he going? Well, everything was fine till Host Spice showed up. And I'm like, Host Spice? She's like, yeah. And I said, was that a Spice Girl? She's like, no. I said, is that, you know, the Indian, you know, with the spice, the feather, not a dot? She's like, no, it's when they give you morphine and you start snowing. And I said, Mom, that's hospice. That's not a whole spice.
Oh, God. I love it. I love it. And these are the kind of things you talk about, correct?
Yes.
I love it.
The goal, honestly, is just to make people look at things, and it's a play on words. And she spelled hospice, HOPICE. PISE. It was Host Spice as opposed to hospice.
I love it. That's so cute. Let me ask you this. Where is your, I know you've been kind of traveling, going all over doing your comedy. Where's been your best audience? Is there like different people that, different places that really resonate with you?
So, So in Oxnard, you know, they say become, you know, famous in your own town. So Oxnard Liberty Live has had some great crowds of 300-400 people. In Ventura, we've had some great crowds of, I think it's 125 to 150 that we can get in there now. I've gone to, like, up near Oroville, California. It was a little crowd, but it was powerful. I've gone to, I'm going to El Centro at the end of next month. I traveled on the East Coast to Chesapeake Beach, Maryland. That was a great crowd of 200 people, and that was before the pandemic. And I did a retirement party. And so what I'm realizing is that there's a lot of fun in this comedy. I've never traveled, but I think that's something that I'm going to start doing more of. I'm very excited about where I'm going with this. You know, I often wanted to be a radio host.
Well,
they
there
say,
you go.
You know,
have to be joining me. There you go.
Right into that.
I love
and,
it. We're going to have to follow you. You're going to have to come back and join me again because we are at the end of our show. But I thank you so much, Denise Carter. And thank you. Keep up all the great work you're doing.
Hey, Kim, you keep
take
up the
care.
Great work.
And download
really
our podcast and share our show with everyone. We are at the end of our show. And, of course, I always leave us with a moment of happiness. Winning doesn't always mean being first. Winning means you're doing better than you've done before. Keep up all the great work, you guys. We're going to get through this. And please, I hope that you called in to win all of our great stuff that we have going on. And again, 419-0008. Just leave us your name, your number, and your email. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'll talk to you next week.